The Ontario Hockey League season is going on, and on Thursdays after the 7:30 news, we have a regular conversation with voice of Spirit Hockey, Joey Bitano, and we've been doing it for 7 years now. Oh, that's, believe it or not, how quickly that went by.
Yeah.
And the Spirit played last night against the Flint Firebirds, as Pat is reporting in sports. Not very successful.
No, not very successful last night.
No, not at all.
It's going to happen sometimes in a long season.
Although, the youngster, Michael Misa, scored another
yes.
goal.
Yeah, he continues to shine.
His fifth in three games and ninth overall in the season. But during the broadcast, if you were listening last night, during the first intermission, Joey Bitano in the broadcast booth was joined by the president and managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, Craig Goslin, affectionately known as Goose. And he and Joey were engaged in conversation and were engaged for a very specific reason. And I'm going to play for you that reason, and then you'll understand what we're talking about here this morning. So again, this is last night during first intermission, and as the conversation with Joey and Craig Goslin was winding up, here's how the conversation went.
I know we have you up here for a reason, and yeah. I'm not very good at talking about myself, so yeah. I guess I'll turn it over to
well,
you.
Well, Joey, you know, we're so grateful for the job you've done here. You're part of the Spirit family. And well, you know, I love you. Our franchise loves you. You'll always be part of our family. You've been here what 7 years? Actually, it's been 8 years, but yeah. 7 seasons, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's you know, and I know they're moving on to some other things. And I know our fan base is certainly going to miss you. We're going to miss you. And nobody calls a game better than you do. And you belong in the NHL. And our hope is that happens for you. You deserve that. And we'll be, believe it or not, as happy for you as you are for yourself when that day comes. Because I don't think it's an if, it's when.
Yeah.
And
right.
You're going to get that opportunity. But thank you is the two words I want to say to you tonight and why I'm here. Is just thank you for your dedication. And we're grateful. And we wish you the best of luck yeah. in your new endeavors.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, you bet.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah,
the feeling,
you.
The feeling's mutual.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed my time here. It's in my previous experience working in Flint and my experience working in Saginaw.
No doubt. Well, it's all about people, Joey. When you're running a business, you know that, and you got to have top quality people to get a top quality result in any business. And you're top quality people, and we're proud of you. And like I say, you'll always be part of the Saginaw Spirit family. And I know our franchise and our fans are going to miss you.
Yes, Joey Bitano, in his farewell broadcast, as he is moving on to the things as hoped for, eventually at some point could lead to an NHL career. I'm pretty biased, but you heard Craig Goslin say you deserve it. I think so.
Oh, I think so, too. I think Joey does a fantastic job. He really does. He brings the energy, but also the professionalism along with it. And, I think that's going to happen real soon for Joey. Always, you know what? And I always kind of thought that, even when we first met him years ago. I just thought that he was destined to do that someday. So I hope that happens.
As much as we pay attention to hockey, and we've both heard other hockey broadcasts,
mm-hmm.
National Hockey League broadcasts from other cities, and yeah, some of them make you cringe.
They do. Some, you know, obviously some are very good.
Oh yeah, very good.
Ken Cal, for instance, with the Red Wings,
yes,
right?
I think so.
But yeah, I'm with you. I think that Joey could find a spot and be far superior than some of the voices we hear out there.
So we're going to miss Joey. We're going to miss our conversations, though. We will still have next hour a conversation. We're going to have assistant GM coming in from the Spirit, Brian Propp, to talk to us this morning, because we still. Our broadcast station for the Spirit. The Spirit games will go on, and every Thursday after the 7:30 news, we'll make sure that you have the Spirit update for you here on WSGW.